እስከሚቀጥለው ሳምንት ከ10 ሰዓት ጀምሬ እስከ 12 ድረስ ነው። ምክንያቱም ከዚህ የሚቀጥለው ፕሮግራም ወደ ሆሊዴይ ስለምትወጣ ለአራት ሳምንት ለጊዜው ነው አደርጋለሁ። እስከዛው ድረስ እንግዲህ ደህና ሁኑልኝ። ወርቋ ያለው ነኝ ከሲአቲአር 101.9 ኤፍኤም። እስከሚቀጥለው ድረስ እነሆ በዚህ ሙዚቃ ላያችኋለሁ።
የፈጣሪ ውብትሩፋት ስጌረዳ የአንድ ኢዛ ገለውበት ስጌረዳ የውቦችብ የምድር ንግሥት ስጌረዳ ቀልብ ሳቢ ልዩ ፍጥረት ስጌረዳ
listening to Shukshukta Radio with your host Worku Ayale. And what's going on here? Oh, mic 3.
Yeah.
Oh, we're using mic 3 too. Let me just preface this show by saying that this station spooked this morning. I don't know how it sounds out there. Actually, I do a little bit on my way here.
Exactly.
Sounds a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
So we apologize to you, to our listeners here, because there's something glitchy going on this morning. I believe it sounds like kind of fuzzy.
Yeah. Hey,
and so we can't really hear what we sound like this morning, because the monitors aren't working properly, so we're just going to have to play it by ear. In any case, this has been Shukshukta Radio with Worku. Hi, Worku. Good morning.
Good morning, Dani.
It's a beautiful morning. Did anyone see the mountains this morning?
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
They're totally awe-inspiring, even on a gray kind of blah day like today, when you go searching for the mountains and you see all the snow and the dark blue and the black little crevices of the mountains. It's just gorgeous. We have so much to play for you today and so much to tell you about today. Gosh, it's weird in here right now. And first, I'd just like to tell you that this show that you had just been listening to is Worku's show. It's Ethiopian music and culture, Ethiopian radio. It's all in Amharic. And Worku will be taking over Kol Nodedi for the next 4 weeks because I will be away. I will be in Israel. And so he will be taking care of my show. And he'll be carrying on Shukshukta over into 1 hour, maybe at times playing some of Kol Nodedi's music, but mostly it'll be Amharic and Shukshukta continued. And so I feel lucky to know that this show is in good hands with Worku.
Yes, I'm playing for you too. Listeners, they have to some music I play for you too.
Oh, thank you, Worku. Yeah. So generous. Okay, let's get into some music and then I'll tell you about lots of stuff going on and the holidays, Jewish holidays that have been happening and that will happen. But I'd like to start out with something completely non-related to that. We're going to start out with some bhangra because it's loaded with energy. And so this is Lember Hussein Puri. This is Chalakiyan off of his album Chalakiyan. Enjoy. You are listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Lember Husseinpouri with some Bhangra music. He is a legend from the UK. I am your host, Danya, and I'm here right now with my friend Werku, who does the show before me, Shukshukta, and he will be taking over Kol Noredi for the next 4 weeks while I'm away in the Holy Land. And I will be coming back April 8th, and the show will go on as usual. We'd just like to tell you, we mentioned before briefly that there are some glitches, there's some things wrong with the equipment today, so it may be sounding kind of fuzzy, kind of weird today. We're sorry about that. But anyways, keep listening. Keep listening. The number is here to call in is 604-822-2487. Call in at any time today just to say hello, to request, to comment about what you're hearing. I love getting phone calls, and it just lets me know that people are really out there and listening. Another thing I'd like to tell you is that you can check out Kol Noredi on the CITR website, www.citr.ca. And if you go click on schedule, you'll see the show on Sunday from 11 to 12. And you'll also see the red square triangle little icon, and that's for podcasts. And there are one or two, I think, episodes already. Oh, this sounds horrible. I can hear fuzzy. There are one or two episodes already podcasted online, which means that you can click into them and you will not have had to have listened live. So you can just listen at any time, and it's sort of recorded online. And hopefully, I'm doing that right now too. It's sort of a little experimentation with the technology, but hopefully all the sessions will be recorded after this one. So I have a Turkish track for you coming up now, and it is Nilgul. The band is called Nilgul. The track is called Piz Pizla. And after, I have some music from Israel and some holidays to tell you about, because it was Purim yesterday and it will be Pesach or Passover soon. So there's a lot to tell you about. Now I'd like to get you right back into the music. This is Turkish music. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice.
Tuzun olsam, eksik olmazsam, hem yazın olsam. Ohla beni, oh ohla beni. Bana bakma, ben şımarmam. Yine sev beni, baş başla beni. Oh ohla beni. Hadi korkma, ben şımarmam. Yine sev beni. Beni, oh ohla beni. Bana bakma, ben şımarmam. Yine sev beni. Baş başla beni, oh ohla beni. Hadi korkma, ben şımarmam. Yine sev beni.
Nilgul, that track was Peace, Pizla. Oh, and I hear another beautiful song coming up, but I won't let you hear it because I'm going to save it for a month from now because it's gorgeous. That was music from Istanbul. That's of a compilation album called Putumeo Presents Turkish Groove. Putumeo is a pretty cool world music label collective. They bring together many artists, do all sorts of compilation albums. Some are better than others. This one is beautiful. I usually play a track from it each week. In any case, rumors have it that online we don't sound so bad, which is great. I guess it's just on air that we sound crackly. My honey Ugo just called and said that it sounds great online. So all the hordes of crowds you're listening to me here, you can check online if on air is too crackly for you. Now I'd like to tell you about some things that have been going on in Jewish life recently. Now, of course, us Jews follow the lunar calendar. Do you too, Worku?
Oh yeah.
Do you guys does the Ethiopian Orthodox Christian use the lunar calendar? No. Yeah.
They have optic Orthodox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is Adar. It is the Jewish month of Adar, which is the month of Purim. And Purim is a holiday which celebrates the salvation of the Jewish people in the year 3405 from creation. So that's about 400 before the Christian era. So it celebrates the salvation of the Jews from Haman, who was a minister of the Persian king at the time. Haman had a plot to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, infants and women, in a single day. And this whole text of the story of Purim can be found in Megillat Esther, which is a scroll, Esther's scroll. And, well, Mordechai, who was a citizen, he refused to bow down to the king, the Persian king Ahasuerus, simply because Jews don't bow to any idol or any person. And so Haman, the minister, tried to convince Ahasuerus to annihilate all the Jews from India to Ethiopia. And his decree boded the physical destruction of every Jew alive on the face of the earth at the time. However, Mordechai, the Jew, rallied the Jews to repentance and gathered all the Jewish children with whom he prayed and studied Torah to awaken God's mercy. He also sent word to his cousin Esther, who was actually Ahasuerus's wife. Now, Esther was a Jew, and Esther, at great risk to her own life, Queen Esther engineered Haman's downfall at a private wine party to which Esther invited the king and Haman the minister. She prevailed upon King Ahasuerus to hang Haman and to issue a second decree, empowering the Jews to defend themselves against those who sought to destroy them. So on the 13th of Adar, the day selected by Haman's lottery, which was Haman's day that he randomly chose with his arrogance to annihilate the Jews, numerous battles were fought throughout the empire between the Jews and those who attempted to carry out Haman's decree. And the following day, Adar 14th, became a day of feasting and rejoicing in celebration of the Jews' victory over their enemies. In the ancient capital, Shushan, where the battle went on for 2 days, the victory celebration was held on Adar 15th. Mordechai and Esther instituted that these 2 days should be observed for posterity as the festival of Purim. And nowadays on Purim, the scroll of Esther is read every Purim, and sending food portions to friends and sending food to the poor and giving gifts of charity. Those are some of the customs that are done on Purim. And you also enjoy a festive meal. And you also dress up. It's custom for people to dress up in costume on Purim. In the diaspora, it's mostly kids who dress up, but in Israel, everyone goes nuts. In fact, yesterday was a huge carnival to the extent of the Brazil carnival, and with floats and costumes. What else do we do? We eat hamantaschen, which are triangular-shaped pastries and filled with yummy stuff inside. So anyways, in general, Purim is a beautiful festive holiday. You're actually commanded to drink until you can't remember what's going on is the quote from Megillat Esther, and it celebrates the salvation of the Jewish people over their enemies at the time. Now that is a story of Purim. Now coming up, we have Pesach or Passover, and I'm going to tell you about that beautiful holiday as well. But let's play some music. What I have for you next is Sarit Haddad, who I've played for you before. She is one of the legendary divas of Mizrahit music, which is the Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, sometimes Andalusian music from Israel, mixed with pop elements. I'm going to play a track for you from one of her latest album called Chagiga, Celebration, which is so appropriate to these days in the Jewish life cycle, the Jewish calendar. So this is Sarit Haddad. You are listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM.
ראיתי אותך יושבת לבד, ראיתי אותך היה לך חיוך על השפתיים, ראיתי אותך יושבת בצד עושה לי עיניים, ראיתי אותך ידעתי מיד, ראיתי אותך מבלי לחכות אותך סימנתי, ראיתי אותך ידעתי שאת אחת שחיפשתי. זה קרה לי איתך, זה קרה לי, את עושה לי את זה נערה, אהבה שכזאת לא הייתה לי, ועכשיו רק איתך זה קרה. ראיתי אותך, חיפשתי מילה, ראיתי אותך, רציתי לומר מה את עושה לי, ראיתי אותך, חיפשתי מילה, וכלום לא יצא לי, ראיתי אותך, ראיתי קלה, ראיתי אותך, ראיתי את העתיד שלנו, ראיתי אותך, ראיתי קלה ועוד לא הכרנו. זה קרה לי איתך, זה קרה לי, את עושה לי את זה נערה, אהבה שכזאת לא הייתה לי, ועכשיו רק איתך זה קרה. זה קרה לי איתך, זה קרה, זה קרה לי איתך, זה קרה לי, את עושה לי את זה נערה, אהבה שכזאת לא הייתה לי, ועכשיו רק איתך זה קרה. זה קרה לי איתך, זה קרה לי, את עושה לי את זה נערה, אהבה שכזאת לא הייתה לי, ועכשיו רק איתך זה קרה, ועכשיו רק איתך זה קרה, את עושה לי את זה נערה.
הרס בי את הלב, הרס מעניק, אנתם יעת נדד, הרס מעניק, בעלמה להיה, הרס מעניק, tankak kanen dai tele le kon ta tankak kanen dai tele edit ka je kanai asmanaka arasvi tele asmanaka antumya tunada asmanaka anama laya asmanaka le kon ta tankak kanen dai tele
መካከል ቀን በቀን ጊዜውን በደስታ ስናሳልፍ መቼ ነው አዲስ ቀን የሚጀምረው በመባባል ስንለያይ ከፍቶኝ ስንገናኝ በጣም ደስታ የሚሰማኝ አሁን ያ ሁሉ አለፈና ከዚህ ደረስ ከዚህ ደረስ ከዚህ ደረስ
ቦይ ሚሊያት ፈነለ አልዲሻሊዮቲ ለ አልዲሻሊዮቲ አልኦሸ ላይ ከም ሁ ያፎ ሸው ያፎ የረድ አለኑ ክሞገሸ
That was the Idan Reichel project from Israel. I think that is one of the most, if not the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Gorgeous love song. He's talking about come with me, take my hand. We don't need to talk about where we're going. And that was Idan Reichel singing in Hebrew, and also the rest of his band singing in
Amharic.
In Amharic. And I've asked Worku a couple times to explain what he says, what they're saying. But I think it's a metaphor between love, a couple's love, and love for a land and a country. And also some biblical allusions there. And what I have next for you is some music about Pesach, about the holiday coming up, Passover in Hebrew, Pesach. And I'm going to play some music for you from DJ So-Called. Now, DJ So-Called, I actually went to school with in Montreal, and he has come a long, long way. And when I see his albums in HMV and huge, huge music stores, and when I read about him on World Music Institute online emails that I get, and Mondo Mix, which is also a very cool world music online journal you could subscribe to for free, Mondo Mix. I think it comes out of France. And he was featured a few weeks ago. He is so cool. I remember him. He used to play accordion on the steps of the arts building in Montreal. And it was he's doing some pretty important stuff there, doing really breaking the ground, and he's so innovative, and he samples klezmer music, which of course is the old world Eastern European ghetto music, which is so laden with joy but also heaviness. It's sort of a old, you feel the old Eastern European lost world, but it's so beautiful with the violins and cellos and clarinets. So he samples that, and accordion, of course, and then he samples in hip hop and all sorts of stuff. And he has some really interesting guests who join him on some of the tracks there. So he did an album most recently called the Hip Hop Haggadah. And the Haggadah is the prime text that you use during the Passover meal. And it's a ceremonial meal that is a few hours long, and it's a beautiful time for the family. It's the biggest sort of family time for a Jewish life. Everyone comes together, and many symbolic items that you eat, and many themes going on, but the main theme is one of freedom. And it's also called the festival, it's called Pesach, or Chag Ha'aviv, which means holiday of spring, or spring, the emergence of new things. And it's also Chag Ha'cherut, which is the holiday of freedom. So it commemorates the Exodus, or it commemorates the past slavery and the Exodus from Egypt. Now, let's get right into DJ So-Called, or AKA Josh Dolgan. This is from his Hip Hop Haggadah. Give it a listen, and please call anytime here. Let me know what you think. This is pretty innovative stuff. The number is 822-2487. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Daddy?
What is it, my child?
Daddy, what's going on here? Why is everybody singing? And how come the table is set with matzah instead of bread?
Well, you see.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Why is this night different from all other nights? Why?
Hang on here, and we'll count to four.
Of the four questions, all assembled at the festive table recite the history of the liberation of the Israelites from Egyptian bondage.
An anthology Passover music?
I make hip-hop music. Don't hold it, I'm sorry. And I'm doing a hip-hop seder.
Where are you going to present it?
Nowhere. I'll release it.
Send it to 135th Street in Harlem, see how well it goes.
Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
Trial and tear, my click nights full of errors. Can't travel to crack apples, so we travel in pairs. Passion niggas anthrax, but just judging my climax. Continue to stack my bloody articulate syntax. Y'all niggas merely messengers, cultivating seeds, releasing scriptures. You rappers keep bringing pestilence against my wishes. And what do you say?
DJ So-Called, or a.k.a. Josh Dolgan. So
long,
cool.
Long, drawn-out tone. A series of broken notes.
Do you hear that? It's such a cool album. It's, like, interactive. It's really cool. Like, imagine teaching Pesach to the new generation with this as your Haggadah, with this as the text. This is motivating for the new generation. Totally recontextualizing it. These themes are ancient, but so relevant. And so Pesach, Passover, it's the holiday that's known for its diversity and its many meanings. And it has, as I told you, it has several names. It's a festival, really, of the greatness of the Jewish family, which knows the wonder of being together as a family. It's the spring festival in which the blossoming of nature symbolizes the renewal and awakening of a people delighting in life. But above all, it's the festival of freedom, the freedom of every single individual individual Jew and the freedom of the entire people. And some of the customs, some of the things that go along with this wondrous holiday is eating matzah, or unleavened bread, basically this cracker made of only flour and water for 7 days. You can't eat anything that rises. You can't eat anything with yeast, anything inflated. And it's sort of a symbol of humility, of humbleness, if that's a word, of simplicity, of toil, of representing the time of slavery in Egypt. And then once Passover is finished, you go back to the life of freedom, of eating anything you'd like, of the freedoms of everyday life. And the number 4 is very important in Pesach. There are 4 questions that usually, typically, a child asks, and that's the Manishtana, which is a well-known portion of the Haggadah, and usually the youngest child asks these questions, and the main question is, why is this night different from all others? And it's a sort of, it places the context for a dialogue between generations. The youngest child and the adults answer, well, this is why this night is different, and recounting the whole story of the Passover story, which is liberation of the Jews from bondage in Egypt. And I will be telling you more about Pesach, because when I come back, next time I'm on air here will be April 8th, and that will be in the heart of Pesach. Well, there'll still be 2 days left. It's this 8-day holiday. And the most important thing, nights are the first and second nights, in which there is the Seder, which is the big ceremonial feast, which I mentioned. Okay, so that's Pesach. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for Pesach. Okay, what I've got for you next is another love song. This vocalist has such a melodious voice, and well, I'll just play it for you and let you respond to that. And I have a few time for a couple more tracks after that, and then that's it for the week. So let's hurry on into it. This is a song called Af Echad, No One.
השמיים כחולים היום, ושוב ינואר בלי גשם. אני בבית והחוץ הוא תמונה מטושטשת. חלמתי שאני בורחת מכלוב של ציפורים, אורשת כל הלילה, חיפשתי אותך. בבוקר קיבלתי אימייל קצר ונחמד, כתבת היי איפה את, ולא אמרת כלום כמעט, וידעתי שאתה שם לבד, וידעתי שאף אחת לא תפסה את המקום שלי בלב שלך, שלי בלב שלך. לפעמים אני שומעת עליך מחברים, הם אומרים שאתה מקפיד עכשיו על חיים מסודרים, שאתה כבר לא מכור לדרמות ולכבישים המהירים, יש לך אישה שאתה אוהב, משפחה. אבל אני מכירה אותך ורואה על מה אתה שומר, גיבור חמוש בנעלי בית, משתיק קולות ומצנזר, ויודעת שאתה חושב עליי, עליי, ויודעת שאף אחת לא תופסת את המקום שלי בלב שלך, שלי בלב שלך. Oh, שלך שלי הלב שלך אני רואה לך את החלומות ורואה ממה אתה פוחד נשים כמוני פעם היו שורפים על המוקד נשקתי לך את הנשמה ואתה לי
A beautiful little ballad there. We have time. We're kind of swaying to the music here. We have time now for two short tracks here. What I'm going to play for you next. It's funny because I feel so frantic that I'm not going to be here for a month. I can't tell you how much I love doing this show. You hear some rock in the background. As I was going to say, I love doing this show so much and I can't deal with the fact that I'm going to be away from it for 4 weeks. And so when I was planning today's sets, I thought, okay, I want to have a bit of everything in there. So you hear some Israeli rock in the background, but what I have next for you is music from Cesaria Evora from Cape Verde. And many of you may know Cesaria. She has this honey, rich, deep voice. You can recognize her style from miles away. Very languid and melodious and very dreamy. Just completely transports you. I want to tell you again, I want to remind you to check on the CITR website, go to schedules on Sunday 11 to 12, click on Col Nota D, and you'll see the little red icon for podcasting, and there should be one or two episodes recorded there that you can listen to if you just want to put it on the background, you know, when you're doing the dishes or something, and hopefully they will continuously be being recorded. And well, let's go right into the music. This is Cesaria Evora.
Ano passado na Santiago, não bajo na chadinha. Ambiente maravilhoso, o ar suave tá brilhando. Nós criola tá sonhando. Nós nostalgia já acabou. Alegria já chega. Vento leste já mudar, nós pra gelo já acabar. E nós cabra com a crema as pedras. Santinho na de fogo, vamos assistir primeiro de maio. Festa rijo de nós povo, tradição que não mantém. A grandeza de nós cultura. Onde há fogo, terra de mel, tá lembra minha meninessa. Me descalço, tá correndo, naquele dia que tchão treme, com a nós vulcão, e tá cedo. Ano passado na Santiago, bomba de uma chadinha. Ambiente maravilhoso, no ar suave tá brilhando, nós crioula tá sonhando. Nos nostalgia já acabar, alegria já chegar. Vento leste já
mudar Nos flagelo de acabar E nos cabra que crema as pedra Um saltinho na jarfó Vamos assistir primeiro de maio Festa rijo de nos pôr Tradição que não mantém A grandeza de nos cultura Oh, jarfó, terra de mim Tá lembrando a meninense Me descalço, tá correndo Naquele dia que chão treme Quando nos vulcão grita cedo Assisti primeiro de maio Festa rijo de nos pôr Tradição que não mantém Da grandeza de nos cultura Hoje a fogo terra de mim Da lembranha meninense Me descalço tá correr Naquele dia que te entremi Com nos vulcão grita cedo
You are listening to Colnoda D, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is right now Cesaria Evora, a track called Primero de Mayo. I'm just going to leave you with this last track here as we get set up for the Rocker Show coming on next. And before I go and before I leave you with that last track, I'd just like to say Chag Sameach, happy holiday, happy Purim. And I'd also like to say thank you to my Aunt Lily who called me again. And I love when she calls. It's very exciting. She's calling long distance from Oregon. And again, you've been listening to Kol Noda D, Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM. I will be away. I'm leaving Tuesday morning to Israel, but I will be back April 8th, and it'll still be Passover. Worku, my good friend, will be taking over in between, and he will take he will have his show Shuk Shukta, and take care of our 2 hours together. So enjoy, have a wonderful month, and see you on April 8th. I'm gonna leave you here with some gypsy music from Transylvania. This is Romani Rota. You'll hear the guitar, the spoon, the darbuka, mandolin from Gypsy Caravan. Goodbye.